Among the decisions Donald Trump will make during his presidency, the nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court could have the most longevity. Gorsuch begins hearing arguments at the court today. KGOU's Dick Pryor spoke with George Washington University law professor Mava Marcus and New York Times Supreme Court correspondent Adam Liptak about Gorsuch's confirmation and the impact he could have on the highest court in the land.
As a practical matter, what does the addition of Neil Gorsuch do to the Supreme Court?
In a sense, very little. Neil Gorsuch is a conservative. He replaces Justice Antonin Scalia, who died in February of 2016, also a conservative. And it brings us back to a familiar dynamic of a basically conservative-dominated court with Justice Anthony Kennedy in the middle, occasionally joining the liberals. So in the short term, it doesn't do very much. On the other hand, he's 49 years old. He will likely serve for a long time, and that means that at a minimum, that conservative seat will be filled by another conservative for a long time.
He's kind of a symbol of something that the Republicans did, which was to steal a seat. They kept President Obama's nominee from ever getting a hearing.
What does that approach, not even extending a hand to Merrick Garland, and then getting Neil Gorsuch confirmed with less than 60 votes, what does that do to the dynamic of confirmations going forward?
It did not go against the text of the Constitution, but it very much went against the spirit of the Constitution from the day that it was adopted. Presidents always nominated somebody to get a person on the court so the court could function properly. Yes, the court could work with eight people, but it wasn't the way it was supposed to work.
Justice Gorsuch clerked for Anthony Kennedy. Do you see the possibility that he may side with Anthony Kennedy on certain key decisions, or will he be ideologically more aligned with the man he's replacing?
I think he's quite likely to be to the right of Kennedy and much more like Scalia. There's nothing in his writings to suggest, for instance, that he sees in the Constitution a right to abortion, a right to same-sex marriage, principles that Kennedy didn't have a problem with. But Judge Gorsuch, now Justice Gorsuch, holds himself out to be an originalist, one who tries to interpret the Constitution consistent with the understanding of those who drafted and ratified it. And that suggests that he's going to be more conservative than Justice Kennedy.
In which areas of jurisprudence do you expect that Justice Gorsuch will have the most influence?
The only case that will soon come to the court where he'll almost certainly make a difference is one that the court deadlocked on last term, involving public unions and whether they can force people who choose not to join to pay fees. And he will be the fifth vote, I would think, to strike a blow against public unions. There are areas where he'll vote like Scalia in a way that liberals might like. His lower court decisions seem to be pretty good on the Fourth Amendment, pretty good on the press and speech clauses of the First Amendment. So this is not a uniform, one-dimensional judge.
What cases do you think we should be focusing on heading into the end of the term?
It's been a fairly thin term. The eight-justice court has ducked a lot of big questions. But on his third day on the court on Wednesday, Justice Gorsuch will sit on a really big case involving the separation of church and state. Missouri has a program that recycles tires and allows schools to use them to pad their playground. But Missouri's constitution has a clause saying we don't support any religious institution. So when a church-affiliated daycare center applied for the program, they were told no. Now this case comes up to the Supreme Court, and who's against this daycare center? But the principle in question about whether states that choose not to subsidize religion can nevertheless be forced to, on equal protection principles or under the federal Constitution's First Amendment, is a major, major question. And there's every reason to believe that Justice Gorsuch, who's been very sympathetic to claims of religious liberty, will side with the daycare center in this case, but also in a case that will establish a broader principle that makes it harder for states that wish to not to subsidize religion.
That was New York Times Supreme Court correspondent Adam Liptak and constitutional law scholar Mava Marcus. They spoke with KGOU's Dick Pryor last week.